Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 11:30 on the East Coast, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I'm just going to give a few opinions about All In and StarCast. To be upfront, I did not see a whole lot of StarCast. I saw a few things that really interested me. The panel with Jim Ross, with Rey Mysterio and Cody, that was excellent. The panel with the Bucks and their whole family, that was really good. I really enjoyed that. The panel that Scott Steiner was on, I could have done without Scott Steiner. I am not a Scott Steiner fan. I used to be, until he went crazy. I'm just not a Scott Steiner fan. I was going to say batshit crazy, but that's what Scott Steiner is anymore. So, but I also thought the interview with Buff Bagwell was really, really good. So, some stuff about his life I had no idea about. And finding that out just really was interesting and entertaining. All In, overall to me, was what professional wrestling should be. And I say overall because the Joey Ryan segment after the Hangman Page, Joey Janela, Chicago Street Fight, to me, was everything that's wrong with professional wrestling. To me, Joey Ryan's, and I get that a lot of people enjoy that type of thing, but to me, that's not professional wrestling. That's not even sports entertainment. That's just stupid. And I was not a fan of that particular segment. For me, what stole the show, and I'm going to probably catch heat for this, two matches to me made the show absolutely amazing. The Cody versus Nick Aldis match for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship, which, of course, Cody Rhodes won and is the new NWA World Heavyweight Champion. And honestly, to me, the other match that, aside from the Cody Rhodes-Nick Aldis match, the other match that really caught my attention, the one that I thought was just head and shoulders above everything else, was the four-way women's match between Tessa Blanchard, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, I will always refer to her in that way, Madison Rayne and Chelsea Green. That match, and I'm a big fan of women's wrestling, and I catch heat for that because a lot of people want things to go back to the way they were in the Attitude Era. And that's not what I'm about. I want to see strong, yes, beautiful, absolutely beautiful, athletic women show that they belong just as much as men do. And I think that match did more for that cause than the entire Evolution pay-per-view is going to do. I honestly think that one match helped women's wrestling more than the entire Evolution pay-per-view is going to. Not saying that the Evolution pay-per-view won't help, because I think there are some matches that are going to be on there that are going to show some amazing wrestlers. It was announced tonight. At least I got a notification on my phone that Lita will face Mickey James. And I think that match, along with Trish Stratus versus Alexa Bliss, will probably be the two best matches on the show. Ronda Rousey versus Nikki Bella, although it has not been officially announced, I expect it to be announced probably the Raw after the Super Showdown in Melbourne, Australia, because I expect something to happen at that show to set that match up. I think that match is doing both women a great disservice. They both need to be in there with women who can wrestle better than either of them can. I think Ronda Rousey should face her best friend Natalya. And I think Nikki should just sit it out, honestly. But, you know, I looked at a lot of social media and media in general while coming up with what I was going to talk about tonight, and I noticed that Sports Illustrated did a story on All In, and there were two matches that they completely left out in their story, and that was the women's match, which that's whatever. Everybody who watched it knows how good that match was. And the other match that not a lot of people seem to care about, the fact that it got left out of the article, was Matt Cross versus Maxwell J. Friedman, which was the opening match of the All In pay-per-view. That match, to me, set the tone for what was, to me, a great show. I thought that was a really good match. Cross is a 20-some-odd-year veteran. Maxwell J. Friedman is 3 years in the business, and they worked shockingly well together. And I was thoroughly impressed by MJF, and I've said it before, I think he's going to be a big star. Another thing that I was shocked and pleasantly surprised by was the fact that Jordan Grace in the over budget battle royal on the pre-show, the All In 0 Hour, Jordan Grace. Now, I've never really been a fan of intergender wrestling, but Jordan Grace may have changed my mind because she squatted. She picked up on her shoulders and squatted Brian Cage, who is every bit of 260, 275 pounds, somewhere in that general area. And Jordan Grace, who's not a small girl, she's, I don't know how tall she is. She's a bit of a thicker girl. She's very muscular. She squatted Brian Cage, and she did very well in the Battle Royal with approximately 29 other guys. For 29 men, she was the only woman. She did, to me, she did fantastic. And I wouldn't mind seeing her wrestle men more often. I know there's a lot of people who are against intergender wrestling, but I think in the right situation, women want to wrestle men? Why the hell not? The last thing I want to touch on before the show ends, and I've got about 2 minutes until that happens, is Christopher Daniels versus Stephen Amell. Now, this was Stephen Amell's third match ever in his first singles match. He lost, but he showed that he is not just a Hollywood actor. If he decided to leave Hollywood and go to or become a professional wrestler on a full-time basis, I think he'd do great. He was in there with Christopher Daniels, who is granted a 20-plus year veteran. Stephen Amell did fantastic for somebody who was only in his third match ever. So that's just a few of my thoughts on All In. I will have more thoughts as the week goes on. I'll touch on a lot more of the card, and I'll get in depth on my thoughts on the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship match. So be sure to tune in every night the rest of this week at 10:30. That's Tuesday through Friday. And one day this week I will have Brian Trammell of Shooting the Shiznit as my guest. So have a good night, everybody.